You're listening to 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. At the beginning of the month, Franklin County and the Columbus Urban League launched a community equity fund. The $2 million of CARES Act funding is meant to support Black business owners who have lost revenue since the beginning of the pandemic. Applications were supposed to be open until the end of November, but just over a week later, the fund has $18 million of requests. Stephanie Hightower, president of the Columbus Urban League, joins us now to discuss. Hi, Stephanie.
How are you, Claire?
I'm good. So first, give us an understanding of how the pandemic has hit Central Ohio Black-owned businesses.
Based upon the enormous response that we received from Black-owned businesses during the time where you could apply for PPP dollars, we then found out that, you know, we knew that there was going to be a crisis for Black-owned businesses. We had over 900 minority businesses that reached out to us. With the launch of the equity fund, as of this morning, we have had over 600 inquiries representing more than $20 million in funding that is needed. Each of these businesses, they have to be able to demonstrate what revenue was reduced or that at least 25% of their revenue was reduced because of COVID-19 since March 17th of 2020. This has proved how great the need is in Central Ohio for funds for businesses, minority businesses, to stay afloat.
It's very easy to focus on numbers with stories like this, but I was wondering if you could help us understand, give us an example or two of how this fund might actually play out for a specific type of business.
When you look at barber and beauty shops in our community, what you had happening during COVID was the fact that barbers could no longer, because of their spaces and density in their spaces, you could not really practice social distancing. And so a barber, if you had three or four different barbers who were renting chairs or a woman renting chairs in a beauty salon, you couldn't social distance. And so it didn't give people the opportunity to be able to make money. We know that those businesses, as far as renting their space, needing to maintain their leases, if they now can only do 5 people a day instead of cramming in 20 people a day, those are the kinds of things that will these grants will give us the ability to help these folks to figure out in an innovative way how they can reimagine their businesses and keep their doors open.
In addition to the pandemic, racial justice has been top of mind this year, especially since the death of George Floyd. I know, for instance, a Support Central Ohio Black-owned Business Facebook group popped up this summer. Do you think that the community at large is stepping up to support these businesses?
You know, one of the things that we did early on here in Columbus, and Council Member Shannon Harden was a strong proponent of starting this, and we all supported it, is we were doing Buy Black Thursdays. And those are the kinds of things that we thought were helping to keep people, you know, alive. And what we did find was that there were a lot of people other than just, you know, Black people, that there were other allies and folks in the community that were calling the Urban League and saying, hey, where can I get a directory, you know, to be able to support, you know, a Black-owned business? But, you know, what we were telling people is great. Hope you had a great experience. But we want you to buy Black every day. We just are concentrating unapologetically on minority businesses who have been systematically and structurally not been able to have access to capital in order to continue to build their businesses. That's where our focus is on right now. But trust me, we want all small businesses to survive.
Stephanie Hightower, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.